Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police are desperately searching for those responsible for a violent burglary in Perth's north that sent a 73-year-old woman to hospital. She was brutally beaten as her 76-year-old partner was tied up in their Gerraween home. Three men were welcomed into the home last night around 7 after posing as police officers. Jewellery and other belongings were stolen. Anyone with info should contact Crime Stoppers. A former Broome bishop is facing charges over alleged historic child sex abuse. Christopher Saunders has been charged with 2 counts of unlawful and indecent assault. It's alleged the 74-year-old sexually assaulted a 21-year-old man in 2016. Better protections for renters are on the way after new tenancy reforms passed State Parliament. Rent hikes will be limited to once every 12 months and tenants will be allowed to keep pets and make minor modifications to a property. While Premier Roger Cook says the Consumer Protection Commissioner will be able to resolve disputes between renters and landlords.
This will be an important role, but it's also one which will continue to provide an easier way for these disputes to be resolved rather than having to put them into the Magistrates Court, which is a very cumbersome, costly and time onerous process.
Meanwhile, all short-term rental accommodations in WA will soon be required to apply for a new register. Stronger regulations have passed Parliament today, including penalties of up to $100,000 for false applications or those advertising while not registered. In sport, the Eagles' Jake Waterman is on a high after his career-best 6-goal haul, and he'll need to be at his best again in Saturday's derby. The forward concedes the Dockers' defence is impressive.
Yeah, they're very good. They're probably one or two of the best defences in the comp, and they're going to be on. We're expecting them to be the absolute best, and can't wait to get out there. It's going to be a great challenge.
And Aussie surfers India Robinson and Molly Picklum are through to the women's quarterfinals at the Margaret River Pro. Round of 16 action continues tomorrow.